In their foxholes, the men of Easy stayed underground, ready to repel any ground attack, but otherwise remaining out of sight during daylight hours. Lieutenant Nixon, Battalion Intelligence Officer S2, wanted to know the strength of the German infantry opposite Easy's position. Winters came down the line asking for a volunteer to take out a high noon patrol. No one responded. He told Guarnieri that he was nominated to lead the patrol. Guarnieri got a briefing from Nixon, who gave him a map showing all the hedgerows and a cluster of farm buildings that seemed to be a German command post almost a kilometer away. Guarnieri, Privates Blythe and Joseph Levznevsky of Erie, Pennsylvania, and two others set out. Using the hedgerows for concealment, they moved forward. Blythe was at the point. He reached the last hedgerow leading to the farm buildings. A German sniper put a bullet into his neck. "Get the hell out of here," Guarnieri shouted. As the patrol fell back, German machine pistols opened up. When the patrol got back to Easy's lines, the company's machine guns answered the fire. Later, Malarkey led another patrol in an attempt to get information on the enemy. On this patrol, Private Sheehy at the point moved up next to a hedgerow. Malarkey joined him there. But as he moved forward, he stepped on a tree limb, breaking it. Immediately, a German helmet raised up right across the hedgerow. Sheehy got him full in the face with a blast from his Tommy gun. Seeing more Germans, Malarkey pulled the patrol back at a full run. Rob Bain, carrying a 300 radio, had trouble keeping up. After they had gotten back safely, Bain's comment was, "Apparently, patrols are quite necessary, but it appears to me to be a good way to get your tail shot off." The next day was relatively quiet. Fat Norman cattle were grazing in the field behind the company's position. Private Woodrow Robbins, 1st Squad machine gunner, was dug in about 15 feet from Christensen's foxhole. "Hey, Chris," he called out, "let's get some of that meat in the field." Christensen did not want to leave his foxhole, but Bill Howell joined Robbins as he crawled up to a cow and shot her. They butchered the animal, then returned with a hind quarter. Robbins cut up steaks for the whole squad. They fried the meat over open fires in their foxholes. That night, Robbins and Howell tied the remainder of the carcass to a tree to the rear. They covered it with a poncho. The squad figured to be eating beef rather than K-rations for a few days. What they had not figured on was all the shrapnel flying around from the incessant artillery barrages. It perforated the meat. At the next feast,